This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
This is a Stand-Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Year's Eve edition.
do that for every week for the rest of the year.
January 7th edition.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the podcast that counts down the things that made you say the thing in the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
How was everyone's time away?
I got really sick. That's also, Kath is sick right now, so she's in quarantine.
Yeah,
I'm side of the studio.
I'm sitting abnormally far away from everyone. Probably not far enough. You probably will get sick, and I apologize.
No,
Kath actually went to because she was in New England. Basically, just the stand. That's where you were. You have the super flu now. Captain Trips.
The book. I was like, she went to
the bookstore.
I went to the comedy club.
The comedy club on 20th.
oh, it's the Strand.
The full of germs. That place.
Probably. No, it seems pretty clean.
Most places.
They have those fancy like plates and shit, right? They're like, they do all that. Their food is like very fancy.
Oh yeah, I don't get booked in places that would pay you. So
I don't get booked there either. I know what their food's like though. It's all like skewers and like lamb pops, you know?
It's kind of like my home club.
Oh, yeah. A little I'm a bus boy. I'm working my way up. I got to do the washing up dishes. I wash 43 dishes. I get to do a joke to just a guy. Just one of the guys was there. I can't go on stage.
get permission to tell a joke in the back.
Yeah, I get to tell the other guys in the kitchen a joke.
Get to go to the green room.
One joke a week, work 45 hours a week until I'm on joke.
I get a punch card if I buy 10 drinks. I get to do a check spot.
You know, that's the grind. You got to work hard. Comedy, entertainment's tough.
What a biz. The business of show.
Yeah. I can't believe there's still people who do that, like, that fucking read, I don't know, Steve Martin's memoir or whatever, and they're like, I got to go bark on the streets for stage time. It's like, nobody even wants to perform at the LOL Lounge. Just kidding. Love it. Great club. Please book me. that place is in like a meat locker. It's very, very strange. Watch it be like Stand Up New York is like, we actually own LOL Lounge. That's a satellite location.
I don't even know what that is. Therefore, I love it, and I would love to perform there.
I would like to personally disavow Eli's comments. He's on an island on this one.
No, I went to see Evan Williams, super funny comic. He was performing there once.
Of whiskey fame? I'm sure he never hears that.
Yeah, he's also sober, so he's heard it every which way. he was there, and he's like, come by. I was in the neighborhood. He was like, come by. And I got there, and like, you literally like enter, you go into what seems like an evidence like holding facility. That's the best vibe I can describe. And then the comedy club is literally through like a bulkhead door. And I slammed my fingers in the door. It was bad night all around.
One star review on Yelp.
One star.
Eli pulled his fingers out, and they were throbbing and red and huge.
Yikes. It's like the story of Everest when he falls down and he's got big flat hands.
Then an anvil fell on his head.
No.
Terrible. I had fun. I don't know.
You had a good holiday?
I got up real early today because my flight was supposed to be last night, and it got moved by like 3 hours because of the snow. And so I was like, I'm not going to show up at the airport expecting to get out at 11 and then not go at all. So I just gave up, moved it to today, but I had to get up at like 4 a.m., which was pretty fun.
Dang, dude.
So are you better? Are you still sick, Eli?
I think I'm mostly better. Yeah, I was real sick.
Okay, so you're better. I'm sick. He's been up since 4 a.m.
Yeah,
you're carrying this on your back, buddy.
I am Atlas.
Carrying the podcast. It's like the Jordan flu game.
It was nice though. Like I haven't like in a weird way. It was nice that. I mean, it kind of sucked because it was over the holidays. But like to get sick at home, like it was when you were a kid, where you can just like
totally regress,
a total piece of shit, and just like roll around in bed and be like, I want ginger ale, and like. You know, he's like, make me soup. And like just puking into a trash can or something.
I do feel like I never feel more like infantilized than when I'm at my parents' house and like I'm on the top floor and they're like on the floor below me. And I'm like, Mom! Oh, no.
And so then you knock crisis. Tea everywhere.
I just spilled an entire cup of tea on Eli's phone.
This is exciting, you, like, breaking drama right now.
Fucking Bruce Lee one inch punch that cup all over the place.
We're leaving this in.
And now it smells like Christmas in here because it's all spiced tea. What is that, chai?
It was Fuck chai. You. Is your phone okay?
It's going to smell good now. This is my drying method.
Yeah,
yeah. Other podcasts.
Now you're going to smell like Christmas. We're leaving this in. This is all gold. Are you kidding me?
This is just to show you how much adversity we're overcoming right now.
Yeah.
Good thing I got that new water-resistant iPhone 10, guys.
There you go. That's it.
You hear that, listeners? Rob Eli.
That's what they should... yeah, maybe if you also rob my face so that you can open
it. It does smell like Christmas. Holy
crap.
Yeah,
dude, right?
Really? I did us all a favor.
This should be instead of the dumbass fucking like what the iPhone commercials are, this is what it should be for like water resistance. Just someone punching over it. And you're just like, fuck, god
your
damn
friend
it,
going
dude.
For a punchline and fucking it up by spilling their entire drink on someone.
Well, it's important to get that physical portion of a joke on
a
podcast.
I was moving the mic away because I was about to yell. That's what I was doing. But I did it with my fist into
classic,
a teacup.
That classic moment when you move the mic and it knocks over your tea. Yeah, we've all been there.
There wasn't a mic. If you missed the mic, then
no,
it was
I,
like...
I went like this.
Yeah, the mic knocked it over.
The mic knocked it over. I didn't just like punch my... Jesus. Cup of tea over.
It smells like your aunt's breath right now. Like someone's aunt's just like chai tea and turquoise jewelry.
Yeah, it smells like the stuff that looks like when you're like a kid, you're like, can I eat that? It kind of looks, it's like very brightly colored. It's kind of, no? Okay, I shouldn't eat it. All right.
Kat's now doing like the thing you do when like you spill and it's like already been cleaned up, but you're like.
But you feel bad?
You're virtue signaling by continuing to rub paper towel on a dry table.
No, I'm making it extra good.
I'm going to make it drier than it was before.
It's going to be better now.
I'll fix you up extra nice. I'm sorry.
In a way, this is actually better than if I never did it.
Yeah.
I don't believe in... That is the only type of virtue signaling that is real that I believe in. That is absolutely what I was doing.
That's one. And then the other one that I do a lot is like when there's like a group of people and you're cleaning up and you sort of do that like... You like walk around a little bit and look and you're like kind of almost out loud to yourself like, I guess looks like it's all taken care of. You're like, I would, but it seems like you guys have
like hands on your hips. Kind of like,
did you guys help clean up after Christmas dinner this holiday?
Yes. I was sick.
So you sat there pouting.
Well, Eli was a weirdly bossy little kid.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. That's how I spoke. I
was talking about how like I feel really childish when I have to like call for my parents in my parents' house.
Oh yeah.
And be like, Mom! 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 And then she's like, huh? Yeah. That's like I'm 5 years old in that moment.
I'm in the 21st century now. I've literally texted my mom, like, can you bring a bottle of seltzer? Jesus. I stay in the attic when I'm home and it's like nice. It's like furnished. It's not like I stay in a box in the attic like a fucking haunted mannequin.
Eli actually has a twin that's like a successful doctor. He's the other twin that goes in the attic.
He has to go in the attic.
Chained up. I drink his blood like Peter Thiel. I don't know. Oh, I had another thing. Oh, this is my parents did like the most parent thing where I was home and like they're doing that. It's just like, you know how your like parents just like want to like start talking to you no matter what you're doing?
Yes.
I was in the bathroom like actively taking a shit and my dad's like, hey, like knocks on the door and just starts trying to talk to me about like saving money or something. And he's like, I just think it would be a good idea. Oh no, he's like wanting me to get a credit card. He's like, yeah, I think it's a good idea if you're gonna get a credit card, you know. And I'm like,
he'd have a captive audience. Yeah, you couldn't go anywhere.
I'm also like, I like am actively expelling waste. It's like, can we talk about this in 5 to 10 minutes?
I'm on the
please?
Toilet. I'm on literally on the I can't even do the yelling for my parents thing, at least when I'm down in Florida now, because I'm in like a separate little structure. Like we have like a, it's like a little condo that has
so
a little...
Eli goes in the attic, you go in the pool house.
Yeah, you live in a demountable.
I'm like the OC. Yeah, it's just exactly like that. But so I can't even, like, even if I yelled, no one would hear me probably. Yeah. Or they'd be like, what is that?
You're
what?
So going to get murdered.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I finally, like, snapped a little bit, and I'm like, can you, like, let me shit? And then you get that thing where he's like, whoa, okay.
He, like, got
too
mad.
Busy to talk to your dad while you're shooting turns out of your butt.
Your old man.
Yeah, I guess you're big-timing me on the toilet. Like, no. Please.
I have a hypothetical question. If you're dating somebody and, like, they're peeing or you're peeing, is that, can you talk to them or is that, like, inappropriate?
How long of a pee are you taking? Like, that's the thing about it, is it's not like,
well, it's just like, if you're having, like, a conversation with, like, your intimate partner and they, like, pee, does the conversation continue?
Why not just wait until that's finished?
I just feel like it's not weird to talk when you're peeing. And I think I'm, like, alone in this.
I mean, it's not that
weird. I don't initiate
because
I know other people think it's weird.
It's not that weird. I mean, you definitely, we were talking about boy houses. Like, when yeah. you're living in a boy house, like, I've straight up, like, there's, like, someone showering while someone is, like, using the toilet at the same time in the same room. So that's not that weird. But I just don't get, like, what's the thing is, like, someone's like, oh, I'm going to go take a piss or whatever.
Like,
and you're like, well,
is...
I better continue this conversation because they'll be in there all day.
Loud. It's also loud. Like, so you have to be like, hey, well, so anyway.
Yeah. I guess if it's like from a greater distance,
if you pee
like
straight
loud.
Into the water like a caveman, you shoot it down the side of the bowl. It's quiet.
That sprays in more places.
No, it doesn't. It's banked.
It's not
it
good.
Hits
it's
and
not
adjusts.
It's, not, all right.
it's like your
pee. There's a ballistic, a parabolic curve designed.
I feel like Eli is constantly in a mist of piss.
No.
That's Eli's bathroom.
It's like your piss is dropping in on a half pipe. Like, whoosh, Tony Hawk, baby.
Oh, pretty cool. Eli's piss is wearing, each droplet has a backwards hat on.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool.
When I'm done, it spells out no fear in yellow in toilet bowl.
So yeah, does that answer your question? It sounds like it probably did.
I think so.
I'm covered in a mist of chai tea.
I'm sorry.
That's right, it's fine.
Hey, talk about your dog.
Oh yeah.
We had a listener request to hear about Patty's cute
dog. I don't know I don't understand how this is going to translate to an audio podcast, but well, please physically describe
your
dog.
You guys know dogs?
No.
So he's like a dog. That's,
okay.
That's my opening line. No, this morning I was getting up, getting ready to, like, it was maybe like 12:30, and he did his whole routine where they get him and go into bed because they have to, like, still have to, he's only like a year old, so they have to kind of chain him to like a,
excuse me?
He has a bed, but he's got like a leash.
Chain
he's
him?
Not chained. He's got
he's
a,
chained to something?
They don't want him to like roam around at night if he doesn't sleep.
They wrap him in chains with a big old timey lock and then
yes.
hang him from the ceiling.
Yeah. He's like old man. He's like old man Marley.
Yeah.
He's not going to do anything, but they still are like nervous that he might go like, I don't know, wandering or like start chewing something in the middle of the night. So they want to keep him kind of under control.
It's like very funny knowing how small your dog is. It's like
yeah.
A big wander for him would be like three rooms.
He gets into things. He's got a whole thing. Anytime you can't see him, the concern is, okay, what's he doing?
What's he up to?
He's weirdly
he's a schemer.
He's like weirdly smart. He is a half Maltese, half Shih Tzu. Malshi, I guess, is what the breed is called.
If you're trying to envision this, think of this wonderful meme I saw, which said, if she had a dog like this, she a hoe, and it was just Patty's dog.
Really?
So if you see that
Patty's
meme.
A hoe.
Seems fair.
More like Patty hoe. how about that?
Look, he's a good dog, but he like has really good hearing. So everyone was in bed. I was getting ready to go into bed for like 3 hours because I had to get up at like 4:30 to leave for my flight, which is at 6 this morning. So I was in the kitchen like putting stuff away, and then I was gonna go out, and I have to go out one door and then into my door, and like the door sticks because it's humid and there's like blinds on it, so it kind of makes noise. So you have to kind of either move the door slowly so the blinds don't rattle, or move the door but move it fast enough that it doesn't squeak. It's like a complete, and also it's sticky, so it's like there's a lot going on. I'm worried it's gonna make some
high
noise
stress.
And wake the dog up, and sure enough he's on high alert and starts going hog wild the second that I opened the door to go out. And I was just like, all right, I got
caught.
Dog
wild.
I thought it was like three barks and then done. But then he just like wouldn't stop. I heard my mom like, God damn it. Like what? And I was like, all right. And then he came outside. He did a little patrol to like check everything out. He like went into my bedroom where he never goes apparently. And just kind of was like wandering
around. Your dog's a cop, man.
Yeah. He was just to make sure everyone's safe. He was kind of sniffing around. He did like not a full bark, just kind of like the like a little like noise to like you know that he's like, you know.
Oof.
Yeah. And then
love that noise.
And then he just kind of got like, you know, my mom like, I guess, I don't know what she did, like calmed him down for a while, and then I guess they went back to bed.
Does he have a thunder shirt?
I want a thunder shirt.
I don't think he's had any experience. Like, I know it rains down there, but I don't think he's ever, they've never, to my knowledge, had any problems with him, like, being freaked out.
You could probably wrap yourself up in a comforter, like, real tight, and it'd be like a thunder shirt.
Well, they make those weighted blankets that are basically a thunder shirt.
Yeah, but that's so weird.
I really want one of those.
I wouldn't be able to sleep under that.
Oh, I'd be asleep immediately.
Yeah.
Just dreaming of being crushed to death. That's just
the breed, like, dog breed talk reminded me of, like, one of those bits I had that always wanted to work and it didn't really, but it's still, like, my favorite very, very dumb bit. And guess what? I'm just gonna do it on the podcast.
Hell yeah, by all
it's
means.
Very short. Is that, like, you know, they combine all these dog names and they, you know, give them, like, cockapoo. It's a combination of the two words. I was thinking, what would happen to, I'm going to go ahead and breed a bulldog and a shih tzu and call it an Eli dog, baby. Get my name on the map. I got my own dog. All right, I'm doing it at shows again.
This is its inaugural debut.
Yeah.
Back. It's back, baby.
What else? What else?
If we're telling long pet stories, it's not long. We have a cat that's this awful cat. She sucks. Like, she's all right. She's a cat, you know? And the way that we acquired this cat is that my mom has, like, a family friend that lives in the fucking, like, Adirondacks or some goddamn forest. And he has a cat. And that cat is fixed. It's a male cat, but it's fixed. And one day it goes out into the fucking wilderness and drags back this feral pregnant cat out of the woods.
Jesus.
Like a goddamn woods cat. And it gives birth to a bunch of kittens. And then he's like, anybody want a feral cat? And my mom was like, that is just what we need. And so she took one of the cats and she's a fucking nightmare. She's all right. She likes to bite your knees. That's one of her cool things.
Personality traits.
And her and my dad literally have, like, this, like, contentious but loving relationship where my dad likes to, get mad at pets, not in a really, like, aggressive way that's scary, but he also likes to use, like, full Oxford English when he's mad at them. So
he's, like speaking to them in complete sentences and,
like,
stuff.
Like, beyond that. Like, I think he speaks to the pets in, like, more detailed English than he speaks to me in. Like she'll knock some shit off a table because she's a demon. And then he'll be like, Sylvie, why are you attacking the things on our dining table? You know this isn't allowed. Like, it's like that. It's crazy. And yeah, her name is Sylvie. My mom didn't know what to name her. And she was like, I think I'm going to name her Sassy. And I was like, you can't. You absolutely... Oh, man.
Yeah, it's disrespectful to the OG Sassy from Homeward Bound.
That cat's named Sassy?
Yeah.
Damn. I want to watch
Shadow, Chance, and Sassy.
I used to love Homeward Bound. I probably still do.
When Shadow comes over the hill.
Yeah.
It's a good moment.
So people are listening to this...
2018. Bad idea.
That was my segue. Guys, you know, people listen to this. I don't know if you want to...
I mean, I love Willie very much. It was like, those were both, by both of us, those were extremely, like, pet stories. Where it's like, oh, halfway through, you're like, I guess I'm just going to ride this out.
By request, yeah. Folks.
That was not what I was intending
but
to
go to Patty's Instagram and look at lots of pictures of his dog. Eat salad. Dog. That's crazy.
Yeah, he likes salad.
Didn't you get a painting of him for Christmas eating salad?
Yeah, Mary Houlihan, who is a comedian and also a very talented artist, does commissions of pet and I guess other photos. I don't know, but I know she does pets for sure. And I had her do one. My sister and I split it, and we did it for my mom. And it was a big hit.
Beautiful.
So. She did a ton of stuff. I saw, like, a bunch of her different paintings for different people on Instagram. They're great.
What are y'all doing for old New Year's tonight?
I'm going straight from here to Times Square, and
hell,
I'm going to go stand for 8 hours before anything happens.
In 19-degree weather.
Yep, and not be able to go to the bathroom or sit down or anything like that, and just kind of stand there. Got to
see that ball drop.
Yeah.
What is it even the new year if I don't watch the ball drop?
I mean, those are the people that I genuinely cannot... I don't understand what it's like to be one of those people. Like,
I don't understand anyone who wants to go to Times Square at any time, but especially New Year's Eve.
That's also the one. Speaking of like Times Square comedy clubs, I think that they got sued because they were doing that thing where there are all these tourists here. And they had people out there being like, tonight, New Year's Eve comedy. Tina Fey is headlining, who doesn't do stand-up comedy. Like, she's a writer. Like, we're going to watch her write some SNL sketches.
Hey, Jerry Seinfeld could drop it. He could. Yeah. He could.
He might. I don't know his life.
Yeah, some family that's there, and they're like, well, I can't pass up a chance to see Tina Fey in the big city. Guess
people with that accent love Tina Fey. Yeah, they're definitely super into her.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, it's like how John Oliver made it so that Trump didn't win because he eviscerated him a bunch of times, and then all those conservatives that love the British stylings of John Oliver. Is that? I think it's weird that I don't know if I want to say this on the podcast.
Well,
never mind.
Go ahead.
I think that when they replace the Daily Show, when they replace Jon Stewart on the Daily Show, I think that there's a natural thing where, like, Jon Stewart's whole thing always on the Daily Show is like, we're idiots. We're all dumb. Because he, like, and then, but when you have someone who's not from America talking
being
about
like
how stupid America is, it's just, like, not as fun. Like, John Oliver, I guess, is more, but, like Trevor Noah had only, like, he moved to America fairly recently before he started doing The Daily Show, right?
Yeah, I think he moved for The Daily Show, I think.
So it's like literally having someone come in from somewhere else and be like, you guys are fucking idiots. And it's like, hey, man, don't say that.
This is Eli just being like mean girls. She doesn't even go here.
It is. He doesn't even go here.
You talking about somebody being like convinced by John Oliver made me think of this thing that happened this week. Patty might have heard of this because it's wrestling related, but there's this wrestler from the 80s named Psycho Sid, and he was supposed to go to a signing, and he said he couldn't because of Trump's travel like issues, even though Psycho Sid is an American citizen who was flying in America from one place in America to the other. But it just made me think, like, I want to meet the person who's like, I loved Donald Trump until he crossed Psycho Sid. Like, I want to meet that person because I know they exist.
He said he couldn't go because of the ban?
Yeah, like something. I didn't read it.
Well,
I was just like,
he is a psycho.
I didn't read it. I was just like, this is hilarious. And also, I want him to convince someone.
Well,
that
I have
Trump
this undocumented Iranian wife. So, you know, she goes with me everywhere. So,
look, I was in ISIS for like a month. I don't love it. I'm not proud of it. You know, it was a bad time in my life.
It's like, I know he was a WCW and WWE, like, or F at that point, like big, he's like a big tall guy, right?
Like, yeah, he's like a big, scary guy.
The only thing I remember seeing of him is like a video of him like breaking his leg off the top rope. And it's
I've never seen anything he did except for join the resistance and condemn Donald Trump.
Yeah,
that's not the one. There's some like gif I always see of wrestlers. Somebody's wearing like a big tall boot and they just snap their leg.
That's probably it.
Yeah,
he jumps off the top rope. Yeah, and he breaks it like mid like shin, and then it like it's like this, like the like, but like that's like where the like midway through the leg.
Dude,
pretty bad
scene. Still think, like, speaking of, like, no fly, like, that's still one of the funniest, like, people, there's so many shows that I think, like, Borat and stuff like that is just, like, it becomes, or, like, Anchorman and shit like that, where it becomes such, like, a touchstone quote for shitty people that people act like the original thing wasn't funny, which is crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Because, like, the thing on the Ali G show, where I don't remember who he's talking to, but he's asking him, he's like, are you worried that someone might hijack a train and drive it into the White House, and the person just has to like explain trains to him and that they
rules.
Run on tracks. That is so fucking good. And that, but people now it's like, oh, Dolly G, what else do you like? Family Guy? Like that shit. Or people like Deadpool was fun. And then people are just like,
I was with you till that. I didn't like Deadpool.
It's fine, but it's not like,
it was better after
the
first 20
like
minutes.
Rhodes Scholars for not liking Deadpool. It's didn't like a movie that other people.
It was
like,
a little,
that's a good way to put it.
It was a little more like epic bacon monkey, like, you know, humor than I like.
But
that's what you. That's a lot of more people like that than me. So, you know, I can't blame.
And
you know,
that's the thing is, like, that's not necessarily like always bad. It's not all. You can do that in a funny way.
Yeah,
it's just harder. And some people, but like some people's objection to it, it's like, you just don't want to be associated with the bad version of this. So you can't even like admit when something's good or like enjoy it for what it is. Dumb.
I think I enjoyed like the physical humor stuff in it more. Like he does have those like super like Reddit reply insults where he calls someone. like, you gargantuan like douche canoe. Like sort of shit.
That was the thing that stood out to me as being like, ugh, like, could we do another pass on the script? Like, we don't need to do
it's
that.
A little, I mean, I think it comes off as like, I don't know. People act like it's worse sin is that it's like a little dated, I think, is stuff like that. Like, it doesn't mean you're like a bad person.
No.
You like, it's just a little, it's a little dated. That's
it's something
all.
To laugh at around the office. Everything's that's fine. What, that's what that is.
Also, like, this is, I tweeted about this too. Speaking of dated, I saw some article that was like, someone was being like, it was talking about It's a Wonderful Life. And I was like, is It's a Wonderful Life sexist? It's like, yeah, probably.
Yeah,
it's
like
so
70
old.
Years old.
Why are you people digging up movies from the 60s and 70s and being like, these are a little problematic? It's like, yeah, everything was. You're going to dig up Song of the South and be like, this is a little racist.
Hold
like,
on.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I saw.
You think we're still not good at it?
Some like libertarian, Jesus. Libertarian like dipshit think tank ran like the yearly or nearly yearly in defense of Ebenezer Scrooge, like the idea that like Scrooge did more for London in terms of jobs and capital than like he, you know, it's like, oh, fuck off. Like this, can we just, can we not? Like,
we don't
can
need
we not?
This. Yeah.
Nobody's
yeah.
saying it's, but nobody says in that, in the Christmas Carol, it's bad to be wealthy. It's when you're a dickhead miser, like prick who cut your business partner out of the fucking thing. Like, give me a break.
That is the caricature of what people make fun of when you talk about trickle down, is that he has like a pile of like gold doubloons in his freezer and like won't give them to anybody.
He gave away like a goose. Like that's like this big conversion
at
the end.
Goose.
What a hero. You know.
And then we can also talk about fucking Charlie Kirk's dumbass tweet where he's like, Like any tweet from a right person, or like a right wing person that has the emoji with the like the thinking emoji, guaranteed I'm gonna like throw my phone. I'm gonna get so mad. But he was like, "Well, all these liberals talking about how much this new tax bill benefits corporations. Maybe they should just buy stock in those corporations and get rich."
Checkmate.
Like, yeah. Oh, checkmate. He's like playing fucking like Sorry. He's like, oh, all the pieces together.
He's well, playing like, Go Fish.
He's got that. He's got that conservative dark money, baby.
Yeah, I should just buy, you know, a couple shares of Apple. I should buy a couple shares of some fucking incredibly
like,
expensive
stock. Just buy
stock.
Some ETFs. You guys have that kind of money sitting around, right?
Like, I don't even know what an ETF is.
It's just like the basically like betting with the market in general is a shorthand.
I understand it less now.
Like if the market goes up, you make more money. It's like the most basic form of like just sort of like broad based
like
investing.
Okay. Like more the bigger more like the larger corporations. I doubt I have enough disposable income left at the end of any paycheck to buy a single share of that stock. Like I don't that what is this like you also just realize like oh you just have no. Is he another one of those guys like aren't all these guys just like live in their parents' basement and like don't actually, and then that's how they like supplement their.
I feel like there's no in between. They either live in their parents' basement or they make like a ton of money at a think tank, and
they
live.
They sell
Charlie,
pond scum pills.
Charlie was he was his dad works in the Trump organization in some way. Like his dad was like a project manager on one of the construction projects, so he probably has like money from being like a wealthy architect, and then he just somehow got hooked in with this. Whatever conservative shithead pipeline of money it is to like get, return campuses back to conservatives, you know,
one of those guys.
So he runs this stupid
from his name. Thing. I assumed I he was know. Like a teen Vine star.
Yeah, no. I don't care. I want to axe kick him into a wood.
Not
thresher.
With that face.
Goodbye.
Yeah, he blocked me finally, so I'm free on that one. Which is
that
nice.
Was also funny that when Bronzehammer got called out. This is a long intro thing.
Yeah,
but it was like I get the overall like. Sentiment of what it was like Sadie Doyle was like calling out Bronzehammer because she's like first of all it's weird because she was like he's not going to get dogpiled because he's a man but then I was like you're this is this tweet is clearly calling for a dogpile and that's like the non-way to call for dogpile is to be like nobody dogpile but and then it was talking
you're
about,
making me feel really good about how not online I was this week yeah. I like don't know what you're talking
well,
about
well it was like she was like this guy's timeline is full of nothing but physical threats against Hillary
oh
Clinton.
Yeah because he said he and wanted this... to drive over her he wanted to drive over her legs with a monster truck
no specifically Gravedigger he was like
while like puking yeah. or
he's
something.
Like I'm gonna puke margaritas and drive over Hillary Clinton's knees in Gravedigger and she was like this so
maybe
that's what
the
I,
FBI
I, like, tagged,
would like to hear about
I
this.
Did I tweeted I tagged Secret the FBI Service. And I was like please research if Bronzehammer has purchased the monster truck Gravedigger it's like yeah okay I guess he's physically threatening her but it's like
I stand with Jesse Ferrari. He's a sweet boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, everyone's an idiot, and that's kind of the main thing we can all take away.
Yeah, from. I mean, that's
pretty much every online interaction.
Well, goodbye, everyone. Yep, that was the podcast this week.
Sorry, we destroyed our own podcast.
Seriously, no. You guys are not going to Times Square for New Year's Eve? I want to get everyone on the record on this.
I'm not. No,
yeah, no, I'm not doing anything tonight. Actually, I'm being boring.
You're just gonna be home.
Yeah, because I'm not feeling well, so I'm not gonna go out. I'm gonna go to a
work party.
You're gonna go to a work party?
Yeah, I hate midnight on New Year's.
They're
though,
gonna be
truly.
On
I love it. Honestly, I don't think I love New Year's Eve. I'm sad. I'm sick.
I remember being at we had a party at our house in college on New Year's Eve, and like I was like talking to a girl as it came up to midnight. And then got so worked up about the like midnight tradition that I had to go outside. And then I just was like outside mad when it turned into midnight.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a loser, man.
Yeah, dude. What's up? Number five.
Number five.
Hey, what's up, fam? number five this week is, well, sadly, if you're hearing this on Monday, which you probably are, this has already happened. Guy Fieri, his American Kitchen.
Thank you.
And the bar has closed in Times Square. I don't know if you've ever been there. I went once. It's a fond memory for me. It cost me about $72 altogether when I was done.
What'd you get?
I went with Carrie O'Donnell and Louis Peitzman, and we did it as like a gag. And like I said, it was the most expensive gag ever. They have like a basement section.
I feel like I asked, what'd you get? And you name dropped.
Yeah. And no, I didn't name drop. I was saying like nice to like, if they're listening and be like, I remember when that happened.
I'm just giving you shit. And you're setting the scene. I appreciate it.
Look, like when, you know, you're doing this like, all right, next point of interest. It's called an establishing shot. We need to know the scene.
Theater of the mind. You're making movies.
But that was part
here.
Of it because we went because we were going to like do it as a bit and like make fun of it on Twitter and stuff.
Sure.
And then we got either they somehow knew, like we just look like such assholes, or like they're doing that. So they put us in this basement
here,
section.
They ironically put them in that section. We put them the in the irony section of Guy Fieri's.
Yeah, but
they put
us in the basement section there's no service.
Yeah.
So we just had to sit there and like really just taste the food, like really just like
just
enjoy
experience it.
And no posting pictures of the menu.
Yeah,
I'm no not posting the food.
I'm not sure, but I think wow, how can I not remember the title of that song? I think that they played Welcome to the Jungle more than once in the space of us being there. It was a lot of Guns N' Roses. And then so I don't remember most of what we ordered. One thing I remember is that we got sriracha onion rings, and they're like onion rings that are completely battered in sriracha, and the only way I've ever described it to someone is like literally an attack on your tongue. Like I was exhausted from tasting. I was so
welcome
tired.
To Flavortown, bitch.
Yeah,
would you say that the onion rings were out of bounds?
Yeah, I would say that. I said that out loud when it happened. Hey, is there out of bounds? That's what they want at Guy Fieri, is just someone to like taste them. Like, whoa, yeah. I gotta take a break. But yeah, it's like, that's what it was. It was like anaerobic training for your tongue, to like taste more, because it was
high
so
intensity
aggressive.
Interval training of sriracha.
Yeah, and then it was like so expensive. And other
did you
than
get, like,
that,
a wacky
like,
drink.
Fun. Yeah, I mean everything's just like
two things
smashed together. It's like if you like margaritas and you like bacon, you're gonna like this bacon margarita. And I'm like, actually, that's wrong.
We got a blue raspberry mojito going your way.
I just love the idea that they knew, like, okay, one time I went to the Scientology place in Austin, like, as a bit, like, with somebody else, and they clearly, like, as soon as we walked in, were like, these people are here as a bit, like, we're gonna not, like, give them the, you know, the real pitch or whatever.
They've definitely turned people before that have come in as a bit.
They know.
Oh,
that,
yeah. But, like, they were giving us the, like, we know you're here for a bit type tone. I feel like the Guy Fieri restaurant, they saw that in you and were like, we're putting them in the special no service.
You guys,
people here as a bit
put
zone.
Them in the, they have a
you want
room
the sriracha onion rings, you ironic fucking asshole?
They actually built it on purpose. The basement is a Faraday cage, so there's no signal in or out here, just for that reason. Yeah.
Here, courtesy of the chef, it's a plate of cayenne pepper. Dig in. that's like,
There are still more Guy Fieri restaurants, right?
There's one in Vegas. I'm sure that one's
his
still
original one is Johnny Garlic's.
and Tex Wasabi's. They all have, they're all two things.
Tex Wasabi's.
They're all two things.
Yeah, he like heard fusion and like missed it. I don't want to rag, Shane Torres, you know, like I don't like ragging on Guy Fieri that much. But
yeah, go Google Shane Torres, Guy Fieri for a powerful treatise on why he's
cool. I think
that
was like a full like normie crossover success.
It was, yeah. Yeah. Guy Fieri tweeted him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and he was like talking about being in a foxhole. So he did talk about Anthony Bourdain. I don't want to get into this. But yeah, I would describe like the feeling, the experience of eating Guy Fieri's food at his restaurant is like getting hit with a snowball in the face. Like it's that same sort of like you're like, oh, and it's like bad when it happens, and then you're just like trying to like it like throws you off for like an hour. It's just it was bad. But anyways, it's closing. So you know, unfortunately it's already closed. You can't go there, you're just gonna have to go to Johnny Garlic's or Tex-Mex Wasabi, Samurai
Wasabi.
Hamburger, whatever the fuck is this restaurant's called.
Just, yeah. Or go to Vegas. And go to I went to one in Vegas. So I got like a hamburger with mac and cheese on it. It was like an insane, like dumb thing with like a...
Yeah, what's
like
this?
Like an
American flag
like
planted
a full
in it?
Ruler in it. Like that's how big it was, you know?
I don't like...
And it was good. I don't
measuring
care.
Measuring the depth of the burger.
I feel like it's me being home with my parents for a week and like my dad that's like turned... I've gotten so crotchety and like, well, I don't like this. Like, I don't like... What's like, there's so much like stunt food now. That's that sort of shit. That's like, whoa, it's you know, a hamburger, but the buns are made out of lard.
Yeah, and they're like cream cheese stuffed donuts that are deep fried in pork fat.
Yeah, and they're like people Instagram are like, this seems disgusting to eat. It doesn't seem like fun.
It's interesting. I read like a really interesting article about like how the Instagramification of like healthy eating and how that's like really changed how people think about nutrition in like a bad way, but it also has changed how people think about junk food in a bad way.
Well, like a model will healthy get paid eating. To go to like some like place with like a stupid milkshake or whatever, like one of those like I forget, it's like Black Tap or something like that, and then and they'll like, oh my god, cheat day, and they have like they don't even touch it, they just take the picture of it and that's it. It seems like that if you're an impressionable younger person who's like and doesn't know what to do about food, like that doesn't really seem like a very healthy thing to be promoting to people.
The only food that you should eat to be healthy is just algae powder out of like a huge jug that some Instagram model is like holding in her kitchen while standing on her tiptoes.
And flat and flat tummy tea.
Yeah,
and
flat tummy tea.
What is it?
Did you spill
there's only three things that people sell.
Confession, I was drinking flat tummy tea. I was getting ready for the new year. New year, new me. I was going to go to Guy Fieri's restaurant after this to vomit everything out.
Every muscle in my arm is activated right now. Flexing.
It's like the weird probiotic powder. It's the fucking corsets.
Hair gummies?
And the flat tummy tea. I've seen those are ads.
You see hair gummies? Yeah. People, but that's like sponsored posts. Like people.
Oh, really? I've only seen
the
actual ad of like the hand with the
I don't understand what the, like, who's that for? Like the people that hire those like Instagram models to like promote
products? Does flat tummy tea just like make you fart a lot?
It makes you shit.
That means?
It has like, it's like laxative tea.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Get some tapeworm tea. That's the new thing.
Just
fucking
get a fucking tapeworm, man. That's fine. Whatever.
It's fine, yeah.
That's my New Year's resolution.
Get a parasite.
We also, I feel like I want to talk about, because I was interested by where it was going. We sort of discussed before. We were talking about Guy Fieri. So it's like, if you want to go to Guy Fieri, you have to get a time machine. And then you could go to Guy Fieri's restaurant. And then you could go, you know, the joke is go kill baby Hitler. But here's a question.
Patty
loves
like
it. You know, look at pictures of Willie. I'm going to talk. No,
I'm doing it.
Why not just kill teenage Hitler? Why then you have to kill a baby? And also, like, it's way harder to kill a baby, I think. Like, not physically, but like,
emotionally.
Like, because of the, like, you'd have to go into a house. Like, babies aren't just like hanging out. Yeah. Babies aren't just like, out at the
park.
You're
not just like, you're not just going to like find a baby on a corner just outside the bodega smoking a cigarette.
Just walking down the street going to pick up some formula
kid.
At the
store.
Hey, suck on that, kid.
The kid falls down like a big bag of groceries. The kid's hitting fun, like an orange rolls into the gutter. Like a...
Just the smallest chalk outline. Just like
Godfather
baby.
Babies would be an excellent.
Like, why is it the baby wearing a suit and a fedora? What's going on here? All right. Hang on.
Oh, man.
But doing that, like, that, like, unstable baby walk in a suit and fedora.
I'm imagining, like, a baby in, like, a pinstripe gangster suit, and then, like, the Godfather theme playing behind it, and I'm really enjoying it.
And then it's inside the butcher shop, and they see the door open and the bell ring, but you can't see anybody because the baby's so small. They're still hidden behind the counter.
Oh, man. We just wrote a wonderful sketch that we will never film because working with babies is terrible.
We wrote a recurring SNL sketch. There it is.
Yeah. The baby Don. I mean, that's like that Beck Bennett sketch is great. The boss baby.
I love that movie. It's great.
It's not. It's a sketch. Sketch. Anyways,
well, we ready for number four? You think
so? Yeah, let's just go. So what was the verdict on Hitler?
So much. Hitler's.
Oh,
bad.
Right. The other thing was, yeah, like we were talking about, kill teenage Hitler because teenagers are already really reckless.
Yeah.
So they're like easy to kill because they think they're going to live forever.
Yeah.
So you just teach Hitler how to skateboard and then he'll kill himself.
Yeah, and this
or get
is
Hitler
like,
into backyard wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like now it's like teenagers really play video games or something. Back then, like the like a hobby for a teen would be to like. Like just like dance on the edge of a quarry. So it's just like everyone's like, oh, I guess he fell into that quarry he's always dancing by. And then Hitler would be gone. Look, I'm trying to shoulder a lot of weight here.
You have a lot to do today.
He's just like, hey, what's up, guys? I know it's been a while since I did the video.
He dies from
Remember to like, subscribe.
He dies from putting his head in a microwave and filling it with cement.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I don't know why, but my videos have been demonetized. So if I'm trying to talk to YouTube, I got into a real weird accent. I don't even know what that was.
That was like the Lars from what's the movie up? Heavyweights. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. What's up, everybody?
You just sound like vague European guy.
Yeah. No, I just sound Euro like trash. That like, Kroll show. Like, yeah.
Get a room, you two.
Yeah, check out my art Instagram. I do a lot of pictures of dogs.
I guess now you're Tommy Wiseau. You kind of were like, I guess the guy.
You got like a little Japanese, I think. At the
guy
end
in Super Troopers was supposed to be German, right? So because you were going way too fast, yeah, like that guy. That you kind of had that going on for a little bit there. That was good.
Huh?
Super Troopers. You guys have not seen Super Troopers? Yeah.
Not in a long time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, whatever.
Hit me with a moon pie.
Yeah.
Moon pie. What a time to be alive.
A moon pie in mono, that was. For
right,
me.
Yeah.
So anyway, Guy Fieri's restaurant closed. Bad news for food boys.
Womp womp.
I'll have to fly to Vegas next time. Okay, well, let's go to number four.
Number four.
All right, so this is... this seems like we're getting into the phase of, like, the sort of... mini sort of pod cult of personality sort of MAGA people, right? Because like there's all these people that have like seen their star rise over the past year and change, or 2 years even, because they were like provocative for being Trump supporters. It's like, whoa, that person likes Trump, wow. And then so they got people that cling to them and like became fans of them just for that reason and no
other
reason.
For being like the only person in Hollywood brave enough
right.
to
and so
have a dumb opinion.
But see, what happens is when you run up against... There's like competing movements going on, and because for what these people really care about is getting more attention and getting more sort of like going higher on like whatever the totem pole is in terms of fame, followers, whatever you call it.
They want to get on that Night of Freedom or whatever that event is that's happening.
Yeah, in the West Side with the apparently there's an EDM DJs on the alt right called Milk and Cooks.
Yeah.
Milk and Cooks.
Milk and Cooks makes me. It's two like guys who look like they were created in like a creator wrestler to be like two Hitler Youth guys.
Yeah,
just chug
random
milk.
Selection.
They're just like twins, they're like the Chainsmokers, but worse, I guess, if that's possible.
That's not possible.
It's hard to say. Anyway, so this is a story about Joy Villa, who is the famous, obviously most famous for wearing the dress with the Trump stuff on it to the Grammys. That's pretty much the only reason anyone knows who she is. That led to her becoming popular in certain circles because, oh wow, it's a musician who likes Trump, so we have to like her music.
Yeah. And she's
like a not white
musician. Yeah,
and she's also not white.
Yeah.
But she has like sort of a checkered past that would maybe make you think that maybe her thing is about getting famous and not about being a conservative, which is
maybe.
I don't think so. She's in it for the music,
you know. So anyway, so she sold a bunch of stuff. She's full on griffmo, which I respect. She's teasing running for Congress, which I think is, you know, sure, who cares, you know, whatever. I don't know where in California she's gonna run, but it seems like it's not gonna be a huge success if I had to guess. Apparently, I think Trump at one point actually did like post something about like just great interview with Joy Villa because she was on fucking Fox and Friends or whatever, because that's all he does is watch TV. Great American, a great success in her going into politics or whatever. It's like, cool, that's great to endorse that stupidity.
Great interview. And sort of made sentences for like half an hour.
Yeah. But so she not too long ago. So anyway, so you're latching on to things that will help you get more attention, right? So first was the Trump thing, whatever. Sort of the Me Too thing now is something that it seems like. So she has claimed that, and apparently there's photos of at least before and after that Corey Lewandowski, who was Trump's campaign manager at one point until I believe he was fired for A, being kind of like a dick, but also he like put his hands on a Breitbart reporter or something who was a woman.
No, that's
a different guy. He didn't choke anybody. I don't think
he pushed or he
physical
grabbed assault.
Her by the arm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was like,
and
it
then
was
they,
like serious.
And then he denied it. And then eventually, yeah. Yeah. It seems like kind of a hothead, maybe, you know, maybe not the most.
And then CNN hired him right afterwards.
Yeah. It's cool.
Great.
Yeah. He wrote a book called Let Trump Be Trump. So he's on like the key. He's on like the.
Can't let a guy like that like just hang out on the waivers.
No, it's cool.
Pick him up.
Yeah. You got to pick him up. It's cool because like he can just say a bunch of insane stuff about the campaign and just say stuff and nobody calls him on it because he's promoting a new book, which is cool. Yeah. So anyway, so he's kind of in the news recently, and Joy Villa claims that at an event not too long ago, they were taking a picture, and he like smacked her on the butt, and she said half jokingly like, "Hey, I'll get you fired or I'll sue you for that." And he goes, "Yeah, right. You can't do anything." But did it again. This does not seem hard to believe to me. He seems like he's kind of an asshole. That seems like it tracks with a lot. And turns out, with some of these people, if you hang out in these circles that don't maybe seem the most respectful to maybe you lay down with dogs, you might get fleas a little bit on some of this stuff. Hey, these guys are being mean to women, but not me. Oh, hey, wait a minute, now they're being mean to me.
What the fuck? We had an agreement here.
This is like that article that I don't think we talked about, but it was like there was like a whole thing that's like women in the alt-right feel like they're being discriminated against.
Right, yeah, because they like don't want to have kids, even though their whole thing is like how white people desperately need to multiply and save the white race.
Right. Yeah. So it's like a lesser version of that. But basically she made the mistake of, or depending on, you know, if she cares about like where her status is within the sort of hierarchy, but she went after somebody in the inner circle and she's not in the inner circle. So she took a shot.
She overplayed her hand.
She was trying to take down Corey Lewandowski, who's like a made guy, and she is not. And so then like the wagons get circled by the other people who want to show that they're loyal to Trump because she's like being shown to be disloyal to Trump by attacking one of his guys. So somebody found a video of her on like Facebook or something doing something similar, like grabbing a guy's ass. Or I didn't even watch the video, but like, oh, well, maybe somebody should go to the police about that. You know, like, oh, nothing bad could have ever happened to you because you also did this. Like, so
when someone grabs your ass and you call the police.
Yeah. Well, she filed a complaint and again, strikes me as maybe a little bit of publicity, attention grabbing. I don't know. I don't want to be unfair. But so that's just, we're hitting that point where it's like now these things are butting into each other where it's like, okay, but I want to get more famous. And it's like, well, you have to, what can I do? What can I do? Oh, something bad happened to me. And you have to weigh whether, am I going to attack my MAGA bona fides or my, like, I'm a woman in Hollywood thing.
Right.
And it's sort of, you know. And so among other things, she also used to be a Scientologist. Which to a lot of people is an immediate sort of disqualifier in any kind of credibility. And that's something they're also attacking her on. Like, oh, you never cared about the cause. You're just trying to blah, 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 blah. So it's just the classic, you know, like you love Trump, name three of his albums type thing.
This is like, yeah, I do, because there was something of that before when like Trump was trying to get rid of Scientology's tax exempt status. I wish that would just happen. Like the Trump and fucking, Like Scientology, like they
cancel each other out. Like they mutually assured.
Like we can just watch as they kill each other or whatever.
Oh, that'd be great.
As good of a job as the hashtag resistance is doing.
I want to see.
It's good, but like, did you see that tweet too? Who did the tweet that was like? They're like, I find it rather upsetting the lack of media attention that the hashtag resistance has gotten this year. It's like, is that because you mostly just tweet?
Yeah,
like there's not,
you don't do anything.
They were talking about versus the Tea Party. I'm like, the Tea Party had like insane terrible rallies and shit. Of course they're getting media attention. Like, sorry nobody covered Alyssa Milano's like burn from a week ago.
They also
raised
a lot of money, which the Democrats have not done.
Yeah.
Maybe talk about it when it's actually a political force that can do something in a campaign.
But
I want there to be a Trump versus Scientology battle to the death.
Yeah.
Also because like how good a movie will that like legal drama be? Like those two teams of the scummiest lawyers on earth, people that work for Trump and people that work for Scientology.
Yeah.
That would be a rad movie.
And they're all true believers. Like, so on both sides.
Yeah.
Many sides.
The other thing, like, well, that, the on the Joy Villa thing, like, I feel like this is also this sort of thing where, because they've like turned on her hard, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what this always was, where like they were championing that. They're like, you say that we're racist and sexist, but look at this, you know, like woman of color that supports Trump.
Right, you're waiting for, and also you're not white. Yeah, like that's like coming.
Yeah,
whole time they're trembling to be like, glad to have you on our side, but they're like, they like don't, they just like have to do that.
With everything like that, it's like you're only, your diversity is only as valuable as you are useful to those people.
Yeah.
Like that's, it's all just, what is the utility of having some different demographics? As soon as you step out of line, you're completely disavowed. I mean, and like resistance people do it too, where they're like, you know, oh, I'm taking away so-and-so's black card because they don't like Hillary or whatever. Like, there's, like, all that, too. It's obviously less vitriolic and, like, contemptible, like, you know, nasty. But it's still, like, in politics, people like that are used as pawns by everybody. Yeah. It sucks.
And you have to be, you just have to be, like, a complete, like, totally unmarred, like, 100% in line with everything. It's, like, everybody has some shit, like everybody does bad
shit, or they
shit.
Should or they're just then, like mindlessly following orders,
and then like most of the people that call, like, love to like go, it's like, oh well, it's like, it's people that I'm like, that's because nobody has any history on you, no one knows what you do, no one knows about your life, that's why you can act with this impunity as if you're a sterling, you know, like person, is because nobody knows what you've done. It's like, if somebody is in the eye enough that people have done the research and like looked in their life, yeah, they're gonna have some bad opinions. Like, I don't, it's just like the whole thing of being like, there's no media middle ground is, I don't think this is any breaking any new ground.
Well, look, she was on Good Morning America yesterday, so that's cool. So yeah. It worked, whatever you want to say.
I mean, we're talking about her, so well played, Joy Villa.
But again, it's not, there's no product. It's just like, here's this person. You know what I mean? Like,
I've never heard her voice.
What's her music? Right. Yeah. Can we like for later on pull up a Joy Villa? I don't know what Shiv's single.
Well, I'm just going to assume it's really good for starters. Yeah, probably. That's why it was really popular before anyone, you know.
Right. It's because we all knew about her before this. And then we were like, wow, that singer we all love is a Trump supporter, it turns out.
It's no ZZ Top.
She's also been posting the past like day or so, like, yes, I liked Bernie Sanders last year, but then I was red-pilled last year. You know, that's, the red-pill thing is awesome because you can just be like, it's an excuse that they create, like, if you in the world in those terms where you can just like have like one speech or listen to one podcast and you're like, now I believe everything different, is a great way to explain why your point of view can turn on a fucking dime, like you never believed anything in the first place.
I feel like so Shelby,
about the Matrix, dude.
So Shelby's looking for music, our producer Shelby's looking for music, and the fact that he hasn't found one yet, I feel like speaks to how no one gives a shit what her music sounds like.
Well, she has a song called like Make America Great Again, but that's just like, that's I'm like sure. a straight up grift.
Yeah, like what's her early stuff?
I want to hear her early stuff. What's her early stuff?
Yeah. You know.
Well, she's where I see the stars and stripes, so I assume this is Make America Great Again.
This is also like, they're like so mad when you do anything fucked up with the flag, but it's also just like, yeah, but also I have leggings that are like that. It's like, oh, well, just what is it? Is it like
she's wearing the Trump dress in the video, which is smart. Yeah,
it's probably expensive. You might as well get the
and I think the guy who designed the dress is mad at her now because he doesn't get credit for the dress. She's the only one who's known for the dress.
Here we go.
So far, this is spa music.
Yeah. This is a hotel informational
channel.
What if
she was never sang? What if it was just this?
Oh, she's not even a good singer.
This is worse than I expected.
Yeah, me too. I thought she would at least be okay.
She's also dancing in a way that is like very unsettling.
She like really can't sing.
Yeah.
Do you think any...
This is exactly like the Scientology
Jesus
stuff.
Christ.
We stand tall.
I bet she sang on that.
This is like, it's interspersed with like Humans of New York style shots of what looks like New Yorkers. I guarantee, and it was, there was like a Muslim dude and a black, like, I guarantee you they did not know what they were, their
this
photo
is in
was
New
being
York.
Taken.
There's no way these people are all Trump people.
Oh, no way.
And they just, wait, what was, Wait, go back. Why did they have that guy's face?
Unless they're on fucking Staten Island. Because he didn't sign the release. That's why.
Yeah, but then why use him in the video if you can't show his...
Because it was a must-see shot.
That was like...
I'm so glad we went back in the video for our podcast.
Yeah.
That's really weird. That's true. That
it's
is
so
weird.
Strange. That's the Trump thing. It's like, here's another one of my fans. Anyways, he can't be identified because he's part of a white supremacist group and is currently on trial for manslaughter. But
what do you think the pitch was for this? Hey, do you want to do a video? Like, how many people do you know that live in New York and say, you want to be in a video called Make America Great Again? Be like, go fuck yourself. I'll see you later.
I bet they paid him like $20.
Maybe.
Just stand there.
This is like, oh my God.
Yeah, I can't take any more of this. No, I'm sorry. This is really bad.
That's like, I expected there would be like something resembling like a, she would have like a voice.
So yeah, just like a basic, generic, good voice. She doesn't.
Hachi machi.
Bad.
Well, cream rises to the top, as always. So it's so strange.
Like, that's
Make America Great.
It's like someone you knew in high school who's like
worse than that, even.
Yeah, yeah. Vagabonds. Is this some early stuff, Shelby?
Oh hell yeah!
She's like a yogi.
Yeah, cultural appropriation. We're doing it, baby.
Well, she knows at least two guitar chords.
I bet these are session musicians. If I had to guess.
So they bring her in just for that voice?
Oh yeah.
No, she. She probably pays to record this with session musicians.
This is like the music video equivalent of like a black and white picture of Converse Chuck Taylor.
This is just somebody who just wants to be famous. And this is now the most effective alleyway to go up for now.
That's also
so glad we could give her some more exposure on our show.
I don't think it's gonna move the needle, if I had to guess.
I feel like that's creeping into comedy. I feel like we're starting to see because comedy is now like
it's cool
and like a viable fame vehicle. There's like people who want to be comedians, but they have no interest in doing comedy and they truly like don't care if they do well or not. And they just like bomb with the same shit and then never write anything. I don't know. It's crazy. Anyways, Joy, this is awful.
This rules.
Well, I'm gonna disagree.
I'm gonna buy this as soon as the podcast ends. Okay, well, that's Joy. So she's probably gonna be a senator or whatever. Everything sucks.
Yeah,
and
I wanted
stupid.
To just go to the, where it's just literally just celebrities.
Well, I'd like to apologize about my comments that I made about Emperor Villa last year.
Congressman Villa would like to cede the rest of her time to House Chair Alyssa Milano, D.L.A.
LA.
I don't know LA. Why. D Los Angeles.
It's just all, we've abolished states.
Sorry, Alyssa Milano. I didn't mean to rag on.
You guys are like going in on Alyssa.
Yeah.
Well, we nice, brave woman. I think it was mostly my fault. We gotta
Number three.
So number three is a beautiful Christmas miracle that happened in South Carolina. A programming error in the South Carolina lottery. It lasted for more than 2 hours, and it was a scratch ticket game, and it just misprinted only winning scratch tickets for 2 hours. They were $500 each, and people figured it out pretty quickly, and there was a run on scratch tickets, and they may have to give away $19.6 million.
Oh, dude, that rules.
That's good.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
I just feel like whoever's buying a scratch ticket on Christmas deserves that.
Also, where does lottery money come from? Isn't it like government?
Taxes,
connect?
I think,
yeah,
right?
It's like, so they're just winning government money, which makes it even better. It's that. Yeah, I hope they misprint it even more, and like that's what ruins the deficit for Trump even more. Just misprinted lottery tickets.
This kind of reminded me of another Christmas miracle story that I enjoyed, which was the airline pilots who all took off Christmas. Remember that? Like, so there was like a glitch in like American Airlines time booking software or whatever, and so like everyone who requested Christmas off was granted it, and so they had like no one to fly on Christmas. Which I just like the idea that our like shitty robots are, you know, festive.
Yeah. Also, don't make people work on Christmas. Don't be or those the best people, the absolute best people, which are the ones that go into like retail stores on Christmas Day and then go, I can't believe they made you work today.
Yeah.
It's like you're. The reason you're here. If you didn't come, they would close.
And like, I would love to not talk to you.
Yeah,
I can't believe you're talking to me.
That airline time off software is actually just Tron. It fights for the user
Yeah.
against the bosses.
Airline booking software. Welcome to the resistance.
We do, my family does like scratch tickets as like a stocking stuffer type thing.
Yeah. I'm assuming a lot of people like who were buying them, who figured this out, realized that they were buying them for gifts.
I don't think I've ever won more than like $10 on one though. It's not even about a question of luck. It's just like, they're not a good value proposition. Obviously.
Here's my question. You buy a bunch of them for gifts, but you buy like two for yourself, right? You scratch them off. You realize they're both winners. You don't give the rest of those as gifts at that point, right? You scratch them all off.
Well, no, because statistically, right? they're more likely to not be winners.
But if you suddenly realize a pattern, everybody you're with wins one.
I got the hot hand.
And then you have like five scratch tickets.
You're literally describing like the mental process that causes people to have a gambling addiction.
No. I'm talking about you
play in the slots, but you realize they're hot. And you know, you're not supposed to spend any more money, but it's losing money if you don't play.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about because people realized really quickly, hey, these are misprints. They're printing all winning tickets.
Oh, like that.
So you realize they're all winning tickets, but you bought a bunch for people. I'm not talking about like, I'm on a streak. I'm on a hot streak.
Yeah, no, I think you could be like buying me something nice. You buy me something nice instead of $500.
You take all the money buy them another present.
Give them all like...
Because it would have been a lot... Let them cost a lot more than a scratch ticket.
Yeah, let them know. Be like, hey, I got you these lottery tickets. They're part of those misprints. So you just get to give people $500. And then I feel like they should buy you like a small thing as thank you.
Well, they wouldn't do that. Huh? Probably.
Well, I have a little more faith in the human
team.
You know.
Well, they're debating about whether or not they actually have to pay these people, which sucks. You have to pay them.
You have to pay them. You fucked up.
We made a mistake, and no one's supposed to win, so sorry.
Did I talk about the Rutgers, like, Ruth's Chris thing? And I feel like I've talked about it on the podcast before. It's my favorite thing.
I don't think so.
So in Michigan, right, the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Ann Arbor, at one point, we were playing Rutgers that weekend, and they said, guess what? But for every point that we beat Rutgers by this weekend, we will give you that much percent off your meals for a week at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Ann Arbor. And we won that game 72-0. So they suddenly had to give, or they were supposed to have to give to people 72% off meals for a week, every meal they serve. And so like they ended up like in what you almost have to respect, because it's like they just were like put out a statement. They were like, guys, we can't. They're like, we will give everybody half off for a week, but we can't. We can't do that. And I mean, it was reasonable. Everyone's like, all right, whatever.
It's like below their margin.
It's just like, I feel like you can't be mad at them for that, but it's so funny that they had to do it.
It is great. And then there's like a famous, like Jim Harbaugh is obviously the coach. Like he went there to like be like, oh, you know, like as a promo thing. And there's like a famous picture in there because all he has is just like him smiling at his family, and he has the massive steak and about a gallon of milk, and that's his meal. Just this massive goblet of milk. That, like, when you order milk at a restaurant, you're not even getting, like, drinking milk. You're getting, like, the milk they were supposed to use for, like, some fucking risotto or something.
Yeah, you're getting, like, heavy cream.
Yeah.
I'll have a milk, please.
Just a cup of half and half.
Wait, you're not, how old are you? Hang on. You're the dad, right? You're the dad here?
This is for you?
Milk. Wait. All right,
When you work at a fancy steakhouse, you definitely want college kids to be there in general.
Yes.
And you really want them to be there where you're going to make no money. That's really what you want.
I'll go to the club with you sometime if you order milk at the club. Let me get a milk at the club. Warm milk.
You guys want any mixers?
I'm ready for a nightcap. I'm about to head home. Can I have some warm milk?
Kahlua and milk, please. Like Kahlua, I guess, and Bailey's are the closest to a milk.
It's like a whole milk, please. Just like a
whole milk with a straw.
Yeah,
that's like
don't want a milk mustache. I'm at the club.
It's like I'm gonna ask you to leave. I don't know what this is,
fellas. You gotta bring your own eggnog to the club. Like, bring just a cup of a thermos full of eggnog, and then be like, throw a little rum in here. I got my own nog, just with an eggnog mustache trying to hit on women at the club. Hey, you want just like sour milk all over your face?
Is this motherfucker dunking lady fingers in the club? What's going on here?
You got Vienna fingers in the club? My boy brought out some tiramisu at the club with the milk.
Well, they probably have that at some places. That's
number two.
All right, so this, This is a fun story from Christmas Eve.
When you say it like that,
sounds real fun.
Modest. This is funny because the way these headlines work, it sounds like it's from the Sun in the UK, and they always have to have like the way they structure their sentences like, in all these articles is they always have to have like an adjective before the person's name.
Yeah.
To start the sentence. So in the headline, she's Modest Kelly Ball. 28. They always make sure they tell you how old the woman is. Kelly.
Yeah, what is this?
And then later it's Brave Kelly Ball. And then let's see.
Why is this like a kid's story?
No, but so she was drinking with her buds on New Year's Christmas Eve, as you do,
But this is British, right?
Yeah.
She was tying one on.
Is that what British people say?
I don't know. Probably
she
right.
She was getting knackered.
Yeah. She was getting knackered. Absolutely knackered.
With her mates.
She was three sheets to the wind.
She was going mental with her
absolute,
mates.
Absolute ledge,
she was
Kelly
getting,
Ball.
Getting wrecked.
So she was drinking, and a guy was being chased by the cops. And she just kind of, she's 5'5", she's a small lady, and she just stuck out her leg and tripped the guy.
And you do know that, because this is England, the Benny Hill theme was playing, and the cops were just waving Bobby.
Yeah, they weren't cops, they were Bobbies.
Ooh, yeah. And then their pants, like, they're wearing, like, somehow their uniform blows up, and they're wearing, like, big bloomers.
One of their uniforms get caught on a bramble and ripped off as they run.
Yeah, yanked up into a tree.
So they're coming out of the bar, and we saw him running, and I turned to my friend and asked if we should do something, but I was told it wasn't our problem. I don't know why, but I just stuck my leg out anyway. He was running quite fast and had a good old trip. All right.
A jolly good trip.
A jolly good trip.
And I assume he yelled once he hit the ground, "Bloody bird tripped me," or something along those lines.
Yeah. Oi, this sidewalk is mad moopy hard. I don't know any of English.
I just, I read this story. So we have a Google Doc where we put links. And I put...
Whoa, peek behind the curtain. Christ.
Wow, Jesus. Sorry. I'm sorry for revealing
that. What if somebody hacked us?
Please don't hack us. Actually, please hack us and put links in, because it would save us some work. But I titled this one A Drunk Narc, because I was mad at this lady. I think she's a narc.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, what did the guy do?
I don't have that information.
It doesn't say. He was just being chased. Just a dude being chased.
Did he steal a plate of spotted dick from the pub? We're going to get, like,
angry tweets. What's your opinion of her change?
He carried off a lorry.
Depending on what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, but I just feel like... I'm thinking about this in two ways. Number one, you're drunk. You see someone running, and it's the one time you would not get in trouble for just sticking your leg out and tripping them.
Yeah.
Because I do think that would be kind of satisfying.
I feel like...
But if somebody's... I don't know. I just feel
on
like...
On a hard sidewalk, it depends. Especially... No, that's not right. I'm not... I was like, it's probably... That was the most ridiculous thought I've ever...
What
were you gonna say? I was like, it's England, so it's probably cobblestones. That doesn't make any sense. And that's weirdly, like... Racist against English people.
Well, she didn't really have to trip him.
Then he got run over by a horse and buggy.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna get yelled at.
Oleg!
But I feel like tripping somebody, like if it was actually on a hard sidewalk or something, it would be one of those things that would actually be like so much more grotesque than you'd think. Like it seems fun, but
if they're running full speed.
Like, that's like, it's like bottling
face into
somebody.
Face into cobblestone.
Like, have
good.
You ever seen what happens when somebody, like, legitimately gets bottled? You know?
No.
Like, when someone gets, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Somebody gets smashed with a beer bottle. It destroys somebody's face. Like,
yeah.
They'll be, like, covered. They'll look like, you know, like Star Wars shit. Like,
Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Do you hear about Ric Flair? It's like, he, like, finally fessed up. Like, he's like, all right, I'll admit. And he's like, I, for my entire life, have had 15 drinks a day, and I've slept with 10,000 women. And everyone was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Ric Flair has confessed to being awesome.
Yeah, Ric Flair has confessed to being well, you got me. I've crushed so much poon. Look, this is a big moment for me. It's very hard for me to admit this.
Like 10 years ago, 15 drinks a day. Just like,
like 10 years ago, Ric Flair said, oh yeah, I slept with Halle Berry. And everyone was like, what? He's like, yeah, no. I was like, no, you didn't. Like, no, I did. It's like, you were like 60 when she like was somebody that anyone knew. She was like, no, well, if she was famous? Yeah, if she was famous. You did not fucking sleep with Halle Berry.
Did Halle Berry comment on it?
I don't think she ever even deigned to comment on it.
Maybe she was a wrestling
fan, though.
Halle
Berry's comment was like, who is Ric Flair?
Nature boy, what?
That's like, all that's like, you find it sometimes, women find, maybe that's probably, then you're like, no, also Halle Berry. It's like, a little too high, close to the sun on that one. It's like, all right, come on, man.
Yeah, like, I believe
you saw about 10,000 not women that didn't look like Halle Berry. Right. You know, like, that were not
wrestling,
incredibly
gorgeous. Female wrestling fans in the 70s, just, man.
I tried to watch, like, a little wrestling, because I was like, maybe I can get into it with the podcast. I cannot. That is. the like, hits are so, like.
Sort of think it's fake, not even real.
The fake hits, though, are so bad.
It's so overdone. It's like, very exaggerated.
Like, there's, like, so much air between, like, their knee and their stomach. And then they always, like, it's everything. They're like, ah, I got kneed in the stomach. And you know how that happens. He back flipped out of the ring.
It's,
like, all
right, it's telling a story.
Do this.
It's telling a story.
Yeah, I will admit.
It's dance. It's a partner's gymnastics routine.
Soap opera for boys.
I will admit, that dude Finn Balor is ripped as shit. That dude's like, yeah. If I could, like, cut off my head and then, like, swap heads with him, I'd do so many. I just do push-ups all day and fucking run around just being strong. Anyways.
Just brief follow-up to that. Okay, we found out what the guy's alleged crime was. He was fleeing.
He
was fleeing cops after a Christmas Eve assault on a female officer. So
No, trip him. Yeah.
Seems like they probably knew he did it, right? You know, it wasn't like he was like, hey, you.
But I just feel like, I feel like if I saw someone running away from the cops, I would mind my own business. Yeah. I would not want to interfere positively or negatively.
I think I definitely, I mean, in living in, like, a city where, like, you know, I would go out of my way to not be a witness to anything happening.
Yes.
Testifying anything or anything like that. Just purely from the hassle of nothing else. But, you know, I think she was just drunk and was like, what the hell?
Yeah, well, they're lucky because he's, like, in England. He's like, oh, he got tripped instead of, like, man found in pool of blood after bumping into female officers.
Yeah, right. They have, like, they have, like, truncheons. They don't have, they're not, like, army guys.
They shake their little tiny nightstick in anger, but they can't use it. That's the only thing you can use it for in England, is waving above your head as you chase
it
in fast motion.
And they can also twirl it on the leather strap as they walk down the beat.
Yes, but they have to be whistling.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're not whistling, that's pushing it.
Yeah. Too aggressive.
Well, an American's like, if you do make physical contact with an officer, that enables them or clears them to switch their weapon from semi-automatic to fully automatic in order to neutralize the threat that you pose.
That's actually when they call in the airstrikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be so...
They roll a tank.
A cop calling in an airstrike on himself, like the last member of a platoon
like a crowded outdoor cafe.
Yeah.
The kid threw a rock in my windshield.
Yeah, like what they used to get...
I need air support
like
now.
Medals of Honor for, where it's like their legs are shredded and they're like in the middle of a German encampment and they're the last one. They're like, just bomb my location. And then they blow up like a community center.
Yeah. Some teen did a ollie off your foot of your car and you call it an airstrike.
Yeah. That's, that's what it's going to turn into. It's like some kid doing grinds on a rail and they just shoot his skateboard apart with an AR-15. Light it up.
Hey, back the blue.
Yeah, World Industries is now considered like a terrorist, like icon.
Airwalk is a domestic terrorist organization.
If we see the logo of Independent Trucks, we will shoot on site in order to protect our glorious monuments' sharp corners.
Hey, Taylor, I got this. like fireball tattoo. You know that little like fire guy,
Spitfire.
Yeah, Spitfire. Yeah, and it's like, you're going in. That's a gang sign.
Oh, man.
Skateboarding. They say skateboarding is not a crime on those stickers, but folks, skateboarding is very much a crime.
Capital crime.
And you're going to Gitmo.
Gitmo.
Before we go to... that's interesting. Before we go to number one...
when Pat's arrested for committing horrible crimes, that'll be the New York Post...
He's gonna send him to Gitmo.
That's fine.
The New York Post headline.
For my material aid to ISIS. That's where I'm going.
Yeah. I Venmo'd ISIS by accident, so...
What?
No, classic. I didn't. What if?
I got excited.
Yeah.
Well, Venmo. You know, it's funny with Venmo. You can't like get it back. You can't undo it.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a pretty grim customer service situation. It's like, hey, I should send this money. I think it might have gone to somebody I didn't mean it to.
ISIS.
Can I get it back? ISIS? Well, yeah. You can like. We can't do anything about the transaction, but you can like ask them for the money back, and maybe they'll just be nice. It's like, you want to maybe cut ties on this?
Well, they just shut down here because somebody paid me money and said it was for the Yakuza, and they shut down my account for like a couple days.
Well,
classic material support to
crimes.
Yakuza.
Yeah. Number one, skateboarding. Number two, Venmoing the Yakuza.
Venmo jokes involving various cartoonishly evil criminal organizations.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any? I was just going to ask. We didn't talk about this. We talked about New Year's. Do you guys have any? I never think of them until like a weekend, so I've already broken them usually. But do you have any resolutions? Anything you want to do this year?
Man, I do this year, and they're not like exciting. I think they're like normal.
Nothing good.
I like don't usually have them, but like I just like you know, I've been going to the gym. I want to keep going to the gym. Boring stuff like that.
Sure.
I want to be like less of a dick, which is so hard.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Ruin the podcast.
God.
You're gonna be a dick.
Yeah, I'll try to. I don't think it'll be hard for me to keep being a dick. I think it's like, I think I'll be able to still be an asshole on the podcast. But I'm gonna like try to be nicer. I'm not good at it.
It's probably good for the world generally.
I'm just trying to do more stand up. I feel like I fell out of doing stand up over the last year. It's not exciting like that. And then I'm like, I want to try to do more like Twitch stuff, but that's like the best New Year's resolution because it's like I'm gonna play
more
video
games.
Yeah, so that one's kind of in the hole already.
But people are gonna watch it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't have any, Patty?
That's the thing. I never think of until after that. Like, I know this is like I had all week to like. So I was like sitting around all week, and I just was not thinking. I was like, oh wait, huh? But I mean, again, it's all like a fake thing. You can decide to change whenever you want.
Yeah,
so,
I feel like it's like part of like weirdly. I almost think that me having real resolutions this year is like a direct result. It feels like. Not to get like heavy on the podcast was like since going on like antidepressant stuff. Mm-hmm. That's the sort of thing where I'm like, I used to just be like, who gives a shit? And it was like totally like nihilistic. Like I remember going, it was the same thing with my birthday. Like for years, my birthday, I was like, I don't give a shit when it comes to my birthday party. Why does nothing fucking matters basically. And this is the first year I was like, oh man, if people don't show up to my birthday party, I will be a little sad. About it a little bit, like
antidepressants, like actually give you stakes in life, and it's kind of like stressful.
That's what it's like. I've tried to tell you, it's like not that. It's like just went from not feeling anything, which is like kind of a cool superpower to have, into being like, oh, I have like feelings about.
I have
stuff.
Hopes and dreams and deepest wishes.
I'm not just a giant golem wandering around, just like whatever.
That would be my impression of you.
Yeah.
That so many people have impressions of me that don't have words in them that I find it somewhat offensive. Most people's impressions are like,
see, that's very mean.
I'm hearing double for Eli. All
right.
Are we ready for number one?
Today. Kath got us sick.
I'm so sick.
Pay. What a time to be alive.
Last one of the year. Okay.
Also, we're getting thank you to at Uni on Twitter. We are procuring, thanks to him and some like yard sale near him, I Venmo'd him, a moon pie tin sign.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Patty's like, oh, I got to disguise my excitement as
he clearly like physically had to swallow it.
Extremely boring to me.
Yeah.
I have no interest in this.
Yeah. But
I hope it doesn't have like a weird secret racist thing going on like a lot of the ones.
No, I saw it. It's fine.
Well, that's very nice. Yeah. Thank you very much, Uni. Appreciate it. Let's do one more just to celebrate.
Moon pie. What a time to be alive.
Okay, last one of the year. Here we go. Let's do it.
First one of the year.
Oh, shit. Hang on.
What? This week.
Well, okay. First one of the new year, then. Fine.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
I know. I feel like I always start with like, hey, guys. Like, number one this week
hey,
is...
what's up, guys?
Very expectedly from the tech sector, from the like whole like changing the world fucks. I don't know if you guys have heard, but thanks to a new report in the New York Times, found out that the tech boys, the venture boys, VCs, disrupting water, everybody. The new thing is raw water.
You know how inconvenient it is to get water?
Yeah.
God, I wish someone would innovate this archaic system of literally turning a tap and having as much as I want come out of a pipe in my house.
The problem is, I don't know, if you read, this is full, you know, it's just me, and I'm at home, and I'm drinking my Perrier, my San Pellegrino, and I'm going, you know, this is good. But what I want to do is shit myself to death like I'm in a developing country because they've not sterilized any of the water, which is that's truly what this is. It's unsterilized, like this
untreated
I was water. So surprised this is New York Times. It really feels like I'm not going to be like, it seems like it should be the Onion. But like there, it's unsterilized raw water. It sells for a 2.5 gallon jug of this is like $37. Yeah. It's a 2.5 gallon jug of raw water, which is unfiltered, untreated, unsterilized spring water. Is it spring water? So I guess maybe it's like, but still.
It's just like a fucking jug of water from the woods.
That's what yeah, dude. It's like, yeah. Go drink from a pond. This is you. That's what you're doing. Just throw your mouth down in a stream and gulp away. Like raw water.
This guy's drinking fish piss.
Yeah. And this is the thing. It goes like full to, these are supposed to be these smart people. There's a part where literally one of them is like, well, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but fluoride, how did we get here? That it's like the same people. It's like, this is at the level of not believing in vaccinations. This
yeah,
is like,
it totally is
that it's like, you
well,
can't,
because if you get rich enough, then you have time to dwell on stupid shit like this. Like, it's like a weird thing where it's like people that are like, certain people are like, oh, I don't trust the government. I don't trust, blah, blah, blah. Like, they're like crazy about that. And then yeah. you like get to way too like helicopter mommy type people who like all they do is think about like, well, these could be harmful things, and then it becomes yeah. like, you know,
no,
all the way back around.
Like, that's like the only type of like horseshoe theory that I really believe in is with like this attitude toward government regulation of like consumer goods and like medicine and things like that. Like, that really is like, I did on my other podcast, we did a story about Young Living, which is like the essential oil multi-level marketing scam.
Sure.
But it's like, and it's the same, it's super popular with A, Mormons, and B, like California Reiki healer people. And they're into the same shit. And that, I feel like that Venn diagram of like crazy, like crypto right people, new agey people, and then super rich people is exactly what Silicon Valley is.
Yeah.
Like, that's all of those people. And so they come up with these insane ideas like this, thinking, oh, everyone I know is into this stuff. Surely there's a market for it.
And they truly do think that, I mean, this is like the level of like, I am a warrior of logic. They really think that they are smarter than anything that they could be told. Like,
I'm so excited they're all going to shit their guts out because of this water.
Yeah, that's what you, okay, yeah. Make flat tummy tea using raw water and you'll be 8 pounds by the end of the day. You'll be a husk. okay. Also, this is a quote from a professor of material science at Arizona State University. So you shouldn't be a professor anymore. You need to be removed. Just take a breath of air. Take a deep breath. No matter how wealthy or poor you are, you can take a breath and own that air that you breathe. And yet water, M-dash, the government brings it to you. Yeah.
Yeah, efficiently well.
Yeah.
These
like,
people all just want
speaking, to... Yeah. Yeah, would you like to continue to have a town well that you go to with a bucket to fetch water? This wasn't the government taking control of water. It's running water. It's a thing that nobody, like, when they found out that Egyptians had a sewer system, they're like, looks like the government took over. It's probably where it went downhill.
That is like that, the level of delusion to see something that is so obviously a public good as an encroachment on civil liberty is just like very terrifying to me. I'm sorry, I like don't have a joke about this. Well, I'm very upset by
these
it.
These are the same guys that want to all live on fucking oil derricks and be like seasteaders, you know, like where there's no laws. Like, okay, fine, go. Who cares? Like, you know, I mean, we're not gonna negotiate with those people. Just go away.
This is also great. So, of course, they brought to Burning Man. Who would have thought?
Of course.
So they brought like 50 gallons of stuff to Burning Man. Where Burning Man? Like Burning Man is, if you were to get like, okay, I can never remember if it's dysentery or it's dysentery, right? Not dysentery.
Dysentery.
I'm very smart. Continue listening to me. If you got like dysentery at Burning Man, you would die. There's like, I don't think you can get medical attention there.
Like,
they
have like people there.
Yeah,
they're
but
one
like,
of the rich people camps that these dipshits are out. Yeah. I'm sure they're fuck, they hell vacuum out of there. Or
oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, of course. There's a picture of the founder of Livewater, and it is just a dude sitting on some driftwood with some long ass hair and zero shoes.
Ugh. I want to push him into the ocean.
Real water should expire after a few months. This is the kind of shit these people, like, people are crazy. I mean, this is a straight up grift, and I respect it on that level. Like I said, anything that separates these people from their money is fine to me.
Like, yeah.
Whoa, you can't drink that water. That water's gone bad. And it's like, oh boy, we got to buy more. We got to buy new water. You know, like, what happens to that water? Do you dump it out? Does it go into
I can't make this funnier or weirder, so I'm just going to read an excerpt from it. This is from the founder of LiveWater. He said real water should expire after a few months. His does. It stays most fresh within one lunar cycle of delivery, he said. If it sits around too long, it'll turn green. People don't even realize that because all their water's dead, so they never see it turn green. Yeah, I've seen a pond, my dude. I know when algae blooms. Like, I know it turns green because there's bacteria water. Mr. Singh believes the public water has been poisoned. Tap water? You're drinking toilet water with birth control drugs in them. Chloramine, and on top of that, they're putting in fluoride. Call me a conspiracy theorist, but it's a mind control drug.
Yes, I will call you a conspiracy theorist. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, hey, call me a conspiracy theorist if you want to, but this is a vast government conspiracy. Yeah.
Call me a conspiracy theorist, but it's a mind control drug that has no benefit to our dental health.
Call me a conspiracy theorist, but allow me to describe this theory about a conspiracy that I hold.
Call me a racist, but other races are a bit inferior to me. you've described exactly what
another fluoride lady was talking about her clients, and she says, these are health conscious people that understand the bigger picture of what's going on, whatever that means. She said, everyone's looking for an edge. Nootropics? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Bulletproof coffee? Hell yeah. Better water. That's it. So,
yeah.
It's all this stupid shit. Like, oh, you put butter in your coffee, you're going to live to be 120.
You hacked your brain.
Yeah, you hacked your fucking brain. Yeah, that stuff that, again, that like clarified butter that makes you, all this stuff has to do, just all it does is make you go to the bathroom.
It makes you shit.
Yeah, but clarified butter's been around forever. I mean, that's ghee.
But in your coffee, though?
But like,
as a
type of butter with special powers,
right?
It just makes you shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's like a lot of, it's all this like, this is, I mean, that's not anything to do, it's like this stuff where it's people are just like freaking out about any, like the butter thing is like, that's a thing of people being like, you can't, butter's gonna make me fat, I better eat like a tub of fucking like Smart Balance instead or whatever, where it's like, you can eat butter and be, I don't know, that's not working.
You're very defensive of this butter coffee.
I love butter. No, but you know, it's...
I know what you mean.
Eli's a bulletproof boy.
Yeah, it's like...
I feel like that actually, like, you could make the case of why someone would drink that, and I would be like, all right. I don't know if it's worth $6 or whatever, but like, sure. Yeah, yeah. Having some fat in the morning is good for you.
Like,
but as a fad, like, the whole idea of, like... Yeah, like living most efficiently and hacking your brain and probiotics and fit tea and bulletproof coffee and like all this stuff. It's like this is like this article I was reading about, like how our concept of nutrition has changed, where it's just like, no, just eat vegetables.
Yeah.
You don't need fucking algae and nootropics and things like that. You just need to eat vegetables. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Well, people want.
Yeah, they can't. They're all quants. So they can't like take anything and be like, oh, that's a good piece of advice to throw in my life. It's like, how do I make this the perfect thing?
People want health to be like a puzzle. They want it to be able to like crack the puzzle of health. There's no puzzle. Like portion control, like just. Don't eat like a fucking idiot all the time. It's like this shit. It's like the Food and Drug Administration is like, oh, it turns out, you know, giving a baby 4 quarts of Mountain Dew a day is bad. It's like, why did you have to make a statement on this? It's bright green. Don't give it to your baby. Like, what? It's the wrong color to give to baby.
It's the color of water that's gone bad.
It's the shape of water.
It's the shape of water. Yeah. The color of expired water. I was going to say something else, but I can't remember now.
Fluoride, it's a deathly toxic chemical. Yeah, that's why we're all dead. That's why everyone. That's why
that's
we're
why
dying.
Dies.
Actually,
yeah.
If we just remove the fluoride and drink pond scum all day, we would probably be alive forever. You know,
there's also a branding debate, which is pretty good.
This is also just a fun quote. My friends who drink spring water, when they come over now, they're like, "Oh yeah, give me the good stuff." That's just a quote.
It's water.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't like the other term, so he likes to say, this guy, Daniel Vitalis, he prefers the term unprocessed water.
As opposed to raw?
Well, because he says, I don't like raw water because it sort of makes people think of raw sewage. Well,
he spotted
that issue.
Seems you've cracked it.
Uh-huh. And then he says, when you say live water, that's going to trigger a lot of people who are into physics and biology. Is it alive? Like, what are you? Like, it's sort of like
Frankenstein. Or you're just like, I don't want to drink water with parasites in it. No, thanks. I don't want anything living in my water.
Yeah. I mean, like, this is not crazy.
That's like how you get Giardia.
This is also like this like disruption shit is so like at this point. The people who do that, like call this stuff disruption, have so much power because of the sheer amount of money that they have. You're not disrupting anything. It's like you talk about like Uber. It's like, oh, we disrupted the New York taxi service. It's like, yeah. And now you have a lot of people who are like in like connect, like forced to work for your company forever because they're in a car lease that they can't pay off if they quit. It's like, yeah, way to disrupt.
Yeah, you just
what was
you
like
disrupted,
kind of a fine.
They disrupted a totally efficient industry and were able to operate at a loss for so long. They basically ruined that industry and are now like fucked.
Yeah,
and fucked
still
a bunch of people.
Don't like it's all like projections. Like
yeah,
every,
yeah, yeah.
Like when people are like, "How does that company make money?" I'm like, I feel like the five. If you think of like the five most successful like tech companies, like. They're all in the red. Like
they don't, and they don't do anything. Yeah,
money, and they don't like have a plan except for like maybe people will just like let us pay them less and less until we make money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know they're saving us. Thank you for disrupting it, and then using the money to throw your fucking Lord of the Rings marriage weddings in the woods of wherever. And
it's like I'm a diarrhea water magnate. That's what yeah. I do. That's where I made my billions.
Yeah. Goals for 2018. Invent a grift for Silicon Valley.
Yeah. You know?
Gotta figure it out. Gotta figure out something to disrupt for those assholes. Yeah.
All those ponds and puddles on the street were just sitting there not making anybody money. But now you can scoop them up and have live water.
Do these people also do the water fast? Because that was like a trend that was going around. That they had to put out a statement like, this is very unsafe. Like only drinking water for a week. It's like, no kidding.
By the way, water fast is also that's just called fasting. That's just called not eating. People do it as a religious rite.
Yeah.
It's not
look, man, I'm just trying to. I'm just trying to.
You Yom Kippur'd yourself skinny, I guess.
It's a life hack.
Yeah. A secret diet tip from the ascetics of the Jewish religion uncovered now for our benefit.
Water fast is also how a caveman describes a river, probably. Okay.
Oh man.
Oh yeah.
First, I like to think that you were piloting this whole podcast just to get that joke off.
Yep. You got it done.
Ah, what a beautiful end to this wonderful hour and a half.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to all of our British listeners.
Yeah, Eli did a bunch of weird stuff about.
Yeah.
It was weird. Before we started, he was like really mad about all the different kinds of pudding you guys had, but he kept that stuff all.
It's okay. They won't hear this for like a week because we have to send it to them via Telegram.
Yeah,
so it's
fine. Ship
it
across the ocean. Well, the time difference. It's 2013 in England.
They're waiting for coal shipments to run their podcast playing machines.
Yeah,
coal's coming from U.S. coal country, obviously.
Of course,
because we're bringing it back. Do you guys have anything to plug? I don't know. I don't have anything in particular. Just I'm Patty Moe on the stuff. We are What a Time Pod on Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud. I think that's the URL as well. And whatatimepodcast@gmail.com. So definitely hit us up if you have anything that you want to say to us. And please like, subscribe, you know, give us reviews if you want.
Can you do it in the Hitler voice again? Just to please like and subscribe in Hitler voice.
Like, subscribe.
Thank you.
That's it for me. I'll also show every Friday at Karma, 8:30, Nice Village. It's me and Eli. It's fun. Okay, bye.
Yeah. Come to Bad Karma. You can just follow me on social. I feel like most people do. And then if you watch Twitch stuff, I'm trying to Twitch more. That's my big news resolution. I'm a hero, is what I'm trying to say.
I have a show at Lucky Jack's on Wednesday the 3rd. If you live in New York City, it's called Too Many Cooks. It's free. That'll be really fun. I'm doing a fundraiser for the New York City DSA Socialist Feminist Caucus on the 11th, I think, the 11th of January at Star Bar in Bushwick. So that'll be fun, and we'll raise money, and it'll be nice. Follow me on all the things. Eli and I just posted a really great meme on Instagram. It says, "Of course I come fast. I got fish to catch."
Yeah,
so follow us
meme.
On Instagram. And
to me to repost Kath's funny memes.
I'm still laughing about it. I just needed to tell everyone about, "Of course I come fast. I got fish to catch."
Yeah, I showed it to like everyone at a bar.
That's my plug this week is look at that meme. Thanks.
Cool. Well, that's it for us. Welcome to 2018. I think we're going to get dumber this year, guys. I'm ready for it.
I'm so pumped to get dumber.
Let a time to be alive.
Hit me with a moon pie before we go.
Okay.
Moon pie. What a time to be alive.
Okay, bye.